Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and encourage them to consider their forage supplies and what they might need to purchase here in the next couple of months, as well as looking down the road as we look into the harvest season in 2025. You know, as I look at our supplies of alfalfa across the state, we still actually have quite a bit of alfalfa hay that's available for purchase. However, what I do see in the market is a lot of variability. Seems as though the producers and the buyers are struggling at times to come up with an agreeable price to purchase the hay at, and I think that will probably continue in the next couple of months. So what are you as a dairy farmer going to do if you're in need of forage as we go through 2025? Well, I want you to consider some things. Number one, maybe an opportunity to plant some summer annuals to extend our forage supply, and you may need to do that, particularly if you have some ground that you're going to harvest wheat off of. Maybe consider growing a second crop. Another thing I want you to be careful of is the fact that with a shortage of rainfall early this spring, some of our cool season grasses have not really taken off and growing very well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully consider the supply of forages that they currently have on hand and the amount of alfalfa and cool season grasses that they will need to purchase in 2025 to make it through the feeding season of 2026.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.